locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Stormer. And to you younger people, you probably don't know who John Stormer is, but us old folks remember John because back in 1964, he wrote a book called None Dare Call It Treason that really had a profound impact on the election that year. His book and Phyllis Schlafly's book won the Republican primary election for Barry Goldwater. Nelson Rockefeller wanted the election, the nomination for the presidency, but of course Barry Goldwater got it primarily because of these two books that were put out at that time that called to mind, and you certainly reminded people of the very real danger we faced in this country. We were losing our country. Talked about the Communist Menace, talked about the Council on Foreign Relations, raised a lot of questions about how we were losing our freedom. And now, of course, as we look back, that book was right on in everything it said. John Stormer, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always a privilege, Dr. Stan.
Well, now, of course, we're approaching the 4th of July, Independence Day, and it always used to be that we'd read the Declaration of Independence on Independence Day. We'd talk about the importance of our way of life, why America is different than other countries, but we don't do that much anymore, do we?
No, we don't. In fact, I've been looking back, and you can't find, I can't find the real message of the Declaration of Independence in textbooks published in maybe the last 50, the last 80 years, really. The Declaration of Independence, of course, they say this had something to do with us leaving England, but the thing that the really importance of the Declaration of Independence is the fact that it sets America, the United States, apart from any other nation in history. The distinctive that comes out of the Declaration is the fact that the Declaration says that our rights come not from a government, not from a constitution, not from a king, but from God. And we are the only nation in history with that foundation for rights and for our right to govern and so forth. And that's been missing, the basic message. Now, maybe a history book has a fuzzy picture of the Declaration, and they'll say it has something to do with us leaving England, but they ignore, and I'd suggest the reason why for 80 years you can't be acknowledging God in history class if you're denying him down the hall in science class. And since the early 1960s, the Supreme Court says you can't acknowledge God anywhere in our schools or in our society, and we've been suffering ever since because of it. And the one thing that we need to get back to is to bring the nation back to an awareness that we were really founded as a nation under God. That was, he's the source of our rights and our freedoms and the whole basis of our government.
And, of course, that was undermined by the Supreme Court in 1963 when they, of course, came up with their, 1962, I guess it was, when they came up with their decision that it was to take God and prayer out of our schools. And they had to know that there was no better way to destroy this nation than to destroy the Christian or Judeo-Christian foundation of this nation. But it was the members of the Supreme Court were intent upon taking God and prayer, and later the Ten Commandments out of our school. We couldn't even tell young people that thou shalt not kill, and then we wonder why our young people are killing, and killing
exactly.
the unborn, and killing one another, and killing their parents. But we, Supreme Court held you couldn't even have the Ten Commandments in our schools, because children might then obey it.
Well, and there have been judicial decisions by federal judges in the last 20 years, who was a federal judge down in Kentucky, who even ruled that it was unconstitutional to post the Declaration of Independence in the courthouse down in Kentucky because it mentions God. And that's, of course, a very important key thing, but the Declaration of Independence is really our foundational document. I think if somebody goes out and says, what's the foundational document in America? A lot of people would say, well, the Constitution. But it's actually the Declaration of Independence. Now, the second paragraph of the Declaration, which we should all be able to quote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these right liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That's important. But the second sentence there in that second paragraph of the Declaration is also vitally important. It goes on to say, to secure these rights, to secure these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. That was the basis set forth for the Constitution, and it gave the purpose for the Constitution, which was to protect and make secure the rights that come from God. But we've forgotten all that, and we ignore that. And the question that needs to be raised across the land, raised in schools, raised in courts, raised everywhere. How can the Supreme Court find in a constitution written to make God-given rights secure, how were they able to find in that constitution, first of all, the right to abort babies, or more recently, how can you find in a constitution written to make secure God-given rights, how can you find in that constitution the right to practice sodomy? Or why in that constitution would there be a basis for denying God, who gave us our rights? And because those things have been raised or been ignored, we're facing all sorts of problems. And it is ignored, and it hasn't been taught. I've a lot of good people out there who object to Roe v. Wade and the decision of the court in 1973 to give women the right to kill their babies in their womb, give doctors the right to perform abortions on that basis. Now, there's a lot of good pro-life people out there. There's good pro-life doctors, or not doctors, but lawyers out there. And I can't find in any of the cases leading up to Roe v. Wade or in the efforts that have been made since in courts and legislatures and other places can't find any place where a judge has been challenged to really face and answer the question, why, how can you find the right to abort babies in a constitution written to make God-given rights secure?
We'll be back in just a moment with John Stormer, but it's a question we should ask. Who is misinterpreting our Constitution and why? We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is John Stormer, and we're talking about the foundation of America. And America was really founded on July 4th, 1776, when some 255 men signed the Declaration of Independence, which declared that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed. And it was to consider preserve the God-given rights that America was created. Now, we never teach that in school today because there are people who hate the God of the Bible. And unfortunately, these people are in key positions in our government today. I mean, certainly the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that America was a Christian nation. Certainly the case of the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States in 1892. And on four separate occasions, the Supreme Court has held America is a Christian nation. And yet our man who claims to be president, and of course he really isn't because his relatives in Kenya said he was born in Kenya, so he's not a natural-born American citizen, but the man who the media proclaims to be the president and who the Trilateral Commission is backing to lead our country, he says we're not a Christian nation. How would he dare go over to Turkey and make a statement like that? Or maybe he should have made a statement here and heard an outcry from the American people.
That's exactly right, and we're in danger. Now that we talk about our Constitution and how far we've gotten from it, they've been ignoring it in many ways or twisting interpretations of it by the Supreme Court. But last summer, the man who was elected, the man who now occupies the White House, actually last summer, he said that the Constitution is outmoded and that the Warren Court back in the 50s really dropped the ball. They should have, along with the other many decisions they made, they should have moved on and taken the power to declare that the Constitution gives the government the right to share the wealth, which he's out to do right now. But and one of his associates at the same time said that the concept in the Constitution that says you got to be a natural born citizen to be a president, that was ridiculous too. And apparently there were some attorneys even back in the middle of last summer were aware that there were problems with his place of birth.
And, of course, the thing is that the Supreme Court has heard these cases, but, of course, has refused, actually, to rule on them, simply just saying they weren't applicable. Because Barack Obama is a usurper. He is not the President of the United States. But the media is not going to pick this up. Why? Because we have an invisible government that backs Barack Obama, who pretends to be the President of the United States. He's been, has abided by the Constitution. He refuses to show a birth certificate. He's spent millions of dollars fighting these cases. And if there's nothing to hide, why won't he just show his birth certificate that shows he's born here? People have gone over to Kenya and talked to his grandmother, who conveniently died, and to his brother. And they said he was born in Kenya. In fact, the Kenyan government was going to erect a monument to Barack Obama over there. But, of course, our government intervened so that, because they wanted a monument to the first Kenyan-born president of the United States. Isn't it interesting, John, you never read about this in the controlled media?
That's right. And I've just been reading I was trained as an engineer, Penn State, back in a long time ago. And when I went into the Air Force in the Korean War, the way they do things. Now, some people, they take people that have had no experience at all and send them off and train them to be an electronics expert. I was a graduate licensed engineer, and they made a writer out of me. Well, that worked out pretty good since, but I liked it, and when I got out of the Air Force, I went back to college for 6 months' time, and in just over the hill there from you in San Jose State, San Jose, California. And in 6 months' time, with some credit that I got for my Air Force service, I took all 33 units to get a journalism major to add to my engineering background. And I remember we were being taught at that point that we're coming to the day when the job of the reporter, the journalist, is we're going to be moving away from the five W's, the just you put into the start of any story the who, what, where, when, why, and so forth. And we're going to move the emphasis away from just telling what happened. But the job of the journalist will be to be an interpretive reporter. That it's not, the facts are not so important, but it's up to this kid that's graduating from college to tell what this all really means and interpret it for their readers. And actually, that whole concept developed a fellow named Curtis McDougall. He taught for over 35 years at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwest University, and he wrote a book that became the standard textbook for so many journalism schools on interpretive reporting, interpretive journalism. I've just been recently doing a little bit of research and came across the indication that Curtis McDougall was a communist. He promoted communism at Northwest University. There were other teachers there who objected. There were some of the students objected, but he died in 1985, I believe. But generations of reporters have been trained up in schools all over America that what has happened is not the important thing. You need to tell the importance of it rather than what it was to let the reader know. And that's the journalism that we're plagued with today. And it's a part of the every area of our economy, our education under John Dewey, every influence on our culture has been transformed in the last 55 or 60 years.
But don't you think, of course, the ownership of the newspapers is very important, and that the owners really determine the policy? And of course, we analyze it. So many of the companies are actually printing publishing companies are actually owned by members of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. What part does that play? We'll be back in just a moment with John Stormer. We'll welcome your calls here. 1-800-259-5791.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is John Stormer, one of the great patriots of our time, and in many ways a living legend who I'm pleased to be able to call a friend. Our telephone number, if you have a question for John, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. John, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get your material?
Yes. It's www.libertybellpress.com. Just all those letters, no spaces or anything else. All lowercase, libertybellpress.com.
Oh, yeah. We have a number of items that John has produced. We have the book, his None Dare Call It Treason, his book, None Dare Call It Treason, 25 years later. His book, Betrayed by the Bench, which is the best book we have dealing with the Supreme Court. We carry a number of videos that John has made. What Happened to the Dead Communists, and the two or three others that you can certainly call our 800 number, find out about them. But you have to understand the foundation of our freedom. You have to understand our Constitution. You have to understand there are people who hate America. And these people are very, very powerful. They've been able to influence the educational process, the media, so that most people think we're a democracy. We're not. We're a republic. Most people believe that there's the wall of separation between church and state and the Constitution. It doesn't exist. It was put there by people who hated America, who wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and they've done a pretty good job of it, don't you think, John?
They certainly have. Our culture has been totally transformed in maybe the last 50 years. Some of us old enough can remember back, if you remember back to, we'll say 1960. I worked in radio, and a radio television or television station could lose their license if, now they didn't plan it, but the words hell or damn went out over the air. We're in a different society today.
We're in a different world, and it didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent, but they've done it so slowly that most people don't understand. There is an organized effort to destroy the moral foundation of this country. And you destroy the moral foundation of a country, why, of course, it goes into chaos, which is exactly what they want. Because they want to bring order out of chaos. That is one of their slogans. And if you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense today as we see an increasing tempo of violence in our society, in our cities. We have more people in America per capita than any other country in the world. We have over 2 million Americans in prison, and one of every 33 adult people in the United States is in prison. Probation or parole, adult males, prison, probation or parole. We never use those statistics. Why? Because they don't want the American people knowing we're moving rapidly towards a police state.
Well, so and you look at the figures recently, 40% of all babies born in America now are born out of wedlock. And in our cities, 70% of all black babies in America are born out of wedlock. And This has resulted among the many other problems that have destroyed our schools. If you have these kids coming out of homes with no fathers and no stability and no discipline, that's why they have to today not only have a kindergarten teacher, but they got to have a helper in the kindergarten just to keep order. And these things all compound, and we're not going to recover from this unless God would intervene and give us real revival as he did just before the Declaration of Independence and another time during our history. But God is sovereign. He's totally he knows everything. He is all powerful. But the God of the Bible also makes it very plain that he has limited himself in what he can or will do in the world to what we let him do through us. And there's other, I won't mention the names, but the conservative talk show hosts and TV people that are on telling us all the terrible things that Obama is doing, and he's doing lots of terrible things, but they all look at it as a political thing. And no one suggests, at least I haven't heard any of them suggest, that the only real answer is to get this nation back to being one nation under God. They may shake their heads over some of the things that the president has said, where we're not a Christian nation. And now he says that we're one of the largest Muslim nations in the world. I think he said that recently in Cairo. When are people going to wake up? When are people going to say, hey, wait a minute, there's something bad wrong here.
Well, John, at least I have the pleasure of doing that 5 hours a day, and then on my weekend program, and then in my ancillary weekend programs, and then, of course, when other people invite me onto their program, it's always the same message. But, you know, it's really very interesting. This last Saturday, I did a radio program on a rather large station here on the West Coast, and I gave a story very, very similar to what you're doing, talking about the spiritual problems in our nation, the fact we've turned against God, and that what we need to do is to return to our Christian faith. And it was amazing how many people called in and agreed with me. There are a lot of people out there who know what's wrong, but they don't have a voice like you and I do, and so we've just got to keep claiming it louder and louder. And so that the people out there will not be afraid to proclaim it from the rooftops. And when there are enough people explaining what's going on, that we're seeing God's judgment coming on this country, why maybe, just maybe, some of the others may come around. This is all we can do,
well,
John.
That's our hope. Last weekend, my grandson got married down in Arkansas. And, boy, we had about 40 miles when we left Missouri, through the most winding up and down crooked roads that I've ever been on. And there's no place to stop, and one of the ladies in the car decided that she needed to stop, and we did come across a little general store of some place and went in, and there's a fellow sitting in there with a scruddy beard on, and just an older fella, and I don't know how we got talking, but he said, you know, he said, I've seen a lot of changes in my life. I said, yeah, and he said, and I don't think they're good. And I agreed with him, and there were a few more words, and finally I said, you realize the real problem is that we've moved away from being a nation under God. And he said, you know, maybe the only hope is that we got to get back there. And I said, yes. So maybe there are some people that actually the Great Awakening back in the days before the Declaration of Independence, it was a handful of people that got concerned, a few preachers, only a few, but God used them. And then in the years just before the war between the states, a fellow working on Wall Street got concerned and said, maybe we need to pray. And he got the use of a church. And he was the only one that showed up the first Sunday. But after a few weeks, the whole stock market collapsed and everything folded up, and tremendous revival came.
Well, we're going to have that opportunity very soon. We'll be right back, and we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is John Stormer, and we got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program. If you have anything you'd like to say, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But this Saturday is the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. But of course, our leaders don't believe in independence. They believe in interdependence. The people who control both political parties are globalists. They want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and destroy our Constitution, which President Obama thinks, or the man who, the usurper in the White House, wants to say is outmoded. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution. He doesn't believe in it. What does that say about his integrity? I would think he would say, I can't support the Constitution because I don't believe in it. No, he is there, of course, to lead us into the New World Order. The powerful spiritual forces which are energizing Barack Obama. If you haven't seen my talk on the financial Armageddon, you need to get it, where we quote the people on the other side, the people who will tell you who Barack Obama really is. Well, John, you've got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to wrap up the program.
I suggest with the 4th of July coming this Saturday, that listeners should get their families, their grandchildren, and find if there is somewhere in their area a 4th of July parade, a 4th of July observance. Could start just by getting your family together and reading the Declaration of Independence and explain why it's so important, and just the things that they've heard here on the program. Or if they get the book Betrayed by the Bench from you, which probably does the best job of, I've had people now recommend, there's a number of good books out on the courts. They talk about all the problems, but they say that my book, Betrayed by the Bench, is the only one that has the real answers and spells out specifically how there's a biblical basis for each one of the, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, for the Declaration of Independence. And we got to get back to that because it's still valid. And I didn't mention, but Alan Dershowitz, that ACLU professor up at Harvard, he probably was one of the instructors of the man who serves in the White House now. Dershowitz says we don't have to pay any attention to the Declaration of Independence anymore because the people who wrote it and signed it didn't understand the meaning of the words. And we've come so far along.
That's the same Alan Dershowitz who thinks it's all right to pull out the fingernails on prisoners. You know, it's all right to inflict terrible pain as you don't really hurt them. I mean, what sort of a human being is Alan Dershowitz? And I think we have a pretty good idea. I'd like to see what happened if somebody was pulling out his fingernails.
Yes, yes.
I mean, we have such corrupt people at the highest levels of our government teaching in our universities. And this is because of why they don't believe they're answerable to God. Well, I believe we're all answerable to God, and we are all one day going to stand before for judgment. And because I think Alan Dershowitz is going to stand before the great white throne of judgment, and that is, of course, the judgment of the damned. Well, you go right ahead, John. You've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, again, we say that we need to get back to God. Now, for a number of years in my life, I thought, you know, if all those bad people out there would just get right with God, but I finally had to come to see that what God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So a revival has to start with us good people, with Christians. And they're the only hope for this nation. And it would behoove us, come 4th of July, to get our families together and say, to what degree and extent are we contributing to this whole problem, and what can we do about it? And maybe come to the place where Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, when he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, the first words out of his mouth were, Lord, what would you have me to do? And that's the question we need to use to raise, and God can start to use us to turn this nation back to him.
Beautifully said. John, I guess, has been John Stormer, and of course, is certainly one of my good friends and a man who has done so much for America. He's dedicated his life to trying to preserve this country, but of course, it came to the realization that unless America returns to God, there is no hope for the survival of our nation, at least as a free nation. John, thanks very much for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful Independence Day and with your family, and we'll just keep echoing your message.
I'm speaking at a tea party about 50 miles outstate here, and I think they're mainly going to hear about the Declaration of Independence.
Well, that's the important thing, and of course the idea that our freedoms come from God. God bless you. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with John Stormer, certainly one of the living legends, and we'd love to have him on our programs from time to time. Let me stress, if you haven't read his book, None Dare Call It Treason, and his book, None Dare Call It Treason, 25 Years Later, they're available from Radio Liberty. His book, Betrayed by the Bench, is by far the best book I have ever read on the problems with the Supreme Court. That's Betrayed by the Bench. We have at least three of his DVDs or three of his videos available, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. John is the gentleman who was with me I was with him when we interviewed George Bush back in 1999, and John Stormer asked the governor of the state of Texas at that time. He said, Governor, if you were the president of the United States and you were to be given a piece of legislation that dealt with commerce or with the education, and the bill was not constitutional, would you sign it? And George Bush, primed, you know, having given us his testimony, his Christian testimony, talking about how Billy Graham had led him to the Lord and how much he loved the Lord and what a wonderful Christian he was. George Bush had not been told about that question. So he didn't know what to do. He just sat there. And his remark was, I don't understand the question. And so John rephrased it, and the man who would then shortly afterwards become President of the United States, George W. Bush, said, I'm going to have to go home and think about that question. A very, very good question. Thank you for asking it. And a little wonder we're in the mess we are today. We've shared a lot of adventures with John Stormer, and certainly I'm always pleased to have him. But heed his words. If this nation doesn't turn back to God, why, there is no hope for America. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to maintain the network of some 60 outlets we have every single week, where at least somewhere in America people are hearing the truth on the Internet, on shortwave, on satellite, on radio stations, I think 33 radio stations on the weekend, and then our regular programs during the week. But we need your help to continue doing what we're doing. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family, whatever you'd like to do. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. There's a donate button there. Just push it and see what happens. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and the book that goes with that. My talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on the financial Armageddon, explaining how they've intentionally created this crisis and why they created the crisis and why everything you've heard from all the pundits is just not true. And why everything they're doing is all smoke and mirrors, because they're not trying to solve the crisis. They're trying to convince you they're trying to solve the crisis, because what they really want is ultimately to have a condition of chaos, not only in America, but throughout the world, and to impoverish our people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so, we'll be back here in just a few minutes with the second hour right here at Genesis.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the...